He's celebrating a birthday. He's the king of Wyckoff, New Jersey, and he's on 5 to 6 every Saturday. He is Constantine Maroulis. Constantine, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, boys. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. What are you doing today for your birthday? What Chef David Burke restaurant are you going to?
I'm actually up in Boston. I'm out with my band, Foreigner's Journey, my big classic rock experience. We have a sold-out show tonight at the North Shore Music Theater tonight. Tomorrow night we'll be in Great Neck at the Stepping Stone Amphitheater out there. Big open-air show. Probably one of their last of the season. So we're excited. It's a big weekend of rock and roll. And just, you know, I'm glad to be working again.
Well, you are working again, and we saw four shows come back this week with The Lion King and Hamilton and Wicked and one more. I forget. It doesn't matter. But the point is the world is getting back to normal. The concerts are there. So, and obviously you've got a bunch of concerts coming up this week. So do you feel like you're really back 100% or more like 80%?
About 80%. You know, I've had the privilege of producing on some shows. We're a part of some of the conversations over the last couple of years to put this plan in place. And it's working beautifully so far. You know, you open the staple shows, Wicked, Lion King, Hamilton. They've done some celebrations. They've done a lot of television, as you've seen. There's been a lot of promotion. And look, you know, New York is not the same when Broadway's not there. This has been the longest stretch Broadway's been dark, so there's a lot of excitement. And you guys know it. I mean, the city's great. You know, there's a good vibe. Gotham is back. And when Broadway is popping, the city feels normal again. Some shows will stagger out throughout the rest of the fall and into the new year. Some shows will never come back. They just couldn't, you know, sustain the pain of the shutdown. You know, it was tough on a lot of people for sure.
Yeah, now these Broadway venues, they need to sell out. Have they been selling out these past few days?
A lot of shows have hit record highs for sure. Waitress, which is coming back in a limited run and even changed theaters, is back with Sarah Bareilles, of course, the pop star turned Broadway composer. She's actually starring in the lead role. They've been breaking box office records. So Broadway's gotten very clever with this limited run thing. You know, it's like you concentrate your overhead to a certain amount of weeks, a couple of months. And if you really focus that ticket buy, you can do really well. You don't have to sell out. Yes, the unions who we love, they keep us safe and we're in a great union as well. But, you know, these shows cost a lot of money, not only to just put up, but each week the running costs are in the $500,000-$700,000 range. So, yeah, you got to do pretty well to be getting into that black for sure. But there's definitely money to be made. There's a lot of great ticket deals out there. Do your research. Definitely TKTS is open as well. Yep. Some great discount tickets available. So, you know, check it out.
Constantine Maroulis on the Bernie and Sid Show. Constantine, I know you want to weigh in or you have some thoughts on Nicki Minaj. I have this in my hands here from Entertainment magazine, I guess, online. Anyway, the headline is this, quote, "It's a sad day in America," unquote. Randy Jackson backs Nicki Minaj over not being bullied into vaccination. What are your thoughts, Constantine Maroulis?
Well, I think that there is, unfortunately, a misconception going on within my beautiful, friendly African-American community. You know, I think that there's something about getting vaccinated as opposed to being, you know, I don't know, just going with God and whatnot. And it's unfortunate. My friends on Broadway, you know, which, you know, is there's a massive African-American community. They all believe in the science and they've gotten it. I think, unfortunately, people out there, there's a like a macho thing that there is and they're afraid of it. So it's unfortunate. I think it's all about being informed. You know, I think the White House has been good about reaching out and saying, look, we want to talk. We want to hear you. We want to have you consult with doctors and medical professionals and researchers on your ways. But I guess, you know, you have to respect people's opinion. And if that's how they feel, it's unfortunate for me, from my point of view. I believe in the vaccine. I believe it's very safe. I've seen it do really good things for people that have gotten sick, and it's limited that to a couple of days or not much, and certainly no hospital stays. So it's unfortunate because she does say what she wants. She does have a big presence out
Let me challenge you. Why is it unfortunate if you're vaccinated and you're protected? What do you care whether or not she gets vaccinated?
I care because I feel like she has a great influence on people out there, young people in particular, and it just stirs the sort of pot of misinformation that's out there. And I think, yes, I'm safe, I'm happy, my family's protected, but I actually care about other people as well.
Okay, so listen, on the way up, by the way, somebody just called me a tool bag. I just read all those beautiful compliments about all those nice things about my goatee, including from Bernie. Somebody just called me a tool bag, but I won't tell you who that person is. Hey, Constantine, give us what's going on tomorrow between 5 and 6. Who are the big stars on the big show?
Man, I am just so psyched. Week 11. Thank you again, Margot. Thank you, John. Red Apple Media. We've had a great time on the Constantine Marulla show because Saturday Night Rocks tomorrow. Blues Traveler, one of my favorite bands, stops by. We get a great conversation with John Popper. He's got a new blues album out. They are back in the charts. They're out on tour. A great band. Maybe the greatest harmonica player ever. Awesome songwriter. Kendra Erica, who I have a new single out. We celebrated Broadway's reopening with a dance version of a song from Wicked, As Long As You're Mine, available on all platforms. So she stops on by. She's a big EDM Billboard chart topping dance artist. So it's a fun show. We dig deep into the 90s. We got a lot of fun stuff on the show tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern to 6 p.m. Eastern, taking you all the way to Cousin Bruce.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yes, excellent job, Constantine. Thank you. And it's probably about time. It's 9:30. You should be banging a New York housewife at this point, no?
Oh, easy. My gosh.
Easy, easy, easy.
All right, that's Constantine Maroulis. He did three of them. 5 to 6 every Saturday right before Cousin Brucey. That's a true story.